This is Spoleto Today. I'm Jeanette Gwen. Todd Palmer is a 21-year veteran of the Chamber Music Series at Spoleto Festival USA. Todd, how did you become a musician?
Because I know nothing else. And I think, to be completely honest, it's really what I was meant to do with my life. And I can say that at the end of it, whenever that comes, that I did what I was meant to do. And it's the one thing I enjoy more than anything else. I still do, not every day, because you can't after doing it for so many years. But I still get a thrill out of just that kind of creativity and having music come out. And it's just really what motivates me day to day, still, after all these years, after 21 years.
How long have you been playing?
I've been playing since I was 16. So I was a trumpet player in school, and to answer the question, which I know you're thinking right now, why did I switch? It's because I always was attracted to the clarinet section in band, because they were the largest section in band. They sat up front where the music director was, got all the attention, they played all the time. The clarinet could play loud and soft and had a 4-octave range. And back in the trumpet section, we just sort of carried on and got in trouble and didn't play until like the big moments of the piece. And it was always loud, I suppose. But I played it for 7 years, and it was fun. And actually, it was my debut playing Bach on stage professionally, because Bach didn't write for the clarinet because it hadn't been invented yet.
How hard did you work to sit first chair on that first row in band class?
You know, hard work and practice. I was not an incredibly really talented or gifted child in any way. I just really enjoyed doing it. And so I didn't mind. I didn't have to be told to practice.
The diversity of what you play is impressive. One of the pieces you're performing this year is Benny's Gig by Morton Gould. If you were doing the introduction, instead of Jeff Nuttall, artistic director of the series, what would that introduction sound like?
The thing is, Benny Goodman, I can't tell you how many times people have come up to me in my career and say, do you play jazz? You know, and they bring up the name Benny Goodman. And he put the clarinet on the map for so many people in that era. And because he made a lot of money and he had such a big name, he was able to commission a number of very well-known composers in our world, Bela Bartok, Aaron Copland, Darius Milhaud, Paul Hindemith. You know, Morton Gould wrote a number of pieces for him, Leonard Bernstein. So we are indebted to him. They're some of our finest pieces. And, you know, he also recorded the Mozart clarinet concerto and the quintet and all that. So he was really a phenomenal musician who just happened to play the clarinet.
Tell us about this Morton Gould piece.
Well, it's a really fun set of short duos for clarinet and double bass. I'm not sure what else Benny played on this Russian tour, but it was something very different from, I guess, his band, the jazz pieces that they were playing. But what's wonderful is that it's a rare combination, and you don't see a lot of pieces for just clarinet and double bass. And they're fun, and they're short, and you can mix and match. You know, you can play 3, you can play 8. So, you know, when we chose 5 to play, and I thought they came off rather well.
Who plays bass with you?
It was Tony Manzo, who plays in the National Symphony, as a matter of fact.
Our guest is Todd Palmer, clarinet player for the Chamber Music Series at the Dock Street Theater. Tell me what else you're performing on this year's program.
On the very last set of concerts, I'm doing a very interesting piece by Kurtag. And it's homage à Schumann. And he's written, I think it's 6 short movements. I mean, he's a miniaturist. And nothing is very vast and long in his works of composition. But he wrote a very, very peculiar set of pieces for clarinet, viola, and piano, and bass drum. And what's really interesting, the last movement is the longest. It's maybe just 2.5 minutes. But the clarinetist must pick up the bass drum mallet and strike the bass drum, and that's the last note of the piece. And you would think, oh, that's very simple. It is not. And there was one time I actually hit the rim of the bass drum. And you think, okay, you have this this incredible radius, you know, this drum head. Like, how could you miss it? Well, I missed it. But the work is very atmospheric, and the movements are very short. And I think what he does, he takes little bits of themes from Schumann. And, you know, we will have another Schumann piece, like a grand work of Schumann to end the festival, the piano quintet. So I thought it was very interesting that Jeff would choose the Kurtag and put that right before the Schumann piano quintet. On this morning's program, I'll be playing the Carl Stamitz Clarinet Quartet for clarinet and three strings. It'll be a new work that I've never played before, even though it's 250 years old. I didn't even know it existed. So that's another great thing about coming here. We can suggest pieces to Jeff Nuttall, but he also finds a lot of things on his own, and he has a very eclectic sense of programming and is very open to a lot of ideas, but a lot of those great ideas come from him. So,
what keeps you coming back to Spoleto?
I guess the answer is Jeff Nuttall. It was Charles Wadsworth for many years. But I'm just very thankful that Jeff still wants to have me and that I have a place here. It's one of the most favorite places that I do come annually, and I will continue to come as long as people want to hear me.
Our guest is Todd Palmer, clarinetist and apparently bass drum player, a chamber music series mainstay. For Spoleto Today, I'm Jeanette Gwynn.